Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Thursday, April 30th. I'm Sarith Hawk. UC Merced is the youngest campus in the University of California system, and it's struggling to meet enrollment goals.
For UC to kind of meet some of these bigger picture goals of increasing enrollment of California residents, it's going to have to be campuses like Merced that help them get there.
We discuss the current state of admissions at UC Merced and what its future could look like. But first, these headlines. Trustees for the Central Unified School District voted unanimously Tuesday to adopt a resolution formally opposing the City of Fresno's Southeast Development Area, or SEDA, plan. Trustees cited the need to invest in their existing communities west of Highway 99 before focusing on new development elsewhere in the city. Central Unified's resolution is similar to one presented to the Fresno Unified School Board back in February. In that vote, a majority of Fresno Unified trustees moved to shelve the resolution. The board is expected to take up the vote again next month. Election officials are processing the ballots that were cast in Avenal on Tuesday aimed at recalling four members of the Avenal City Council. Residents pushed for a recall after criticism that the city wasn't being transparent over the future of city fire services. The city of Avenal is actively fighting the election's validity in court. A new report says a major reroute of California's high-speed rail line added another $1 billion to the cost of the project. The reroute was done in order to bypass a Kern County area where a national monument to Cesar Chavez currently sits. The San Francisco Chronicle reports high-speed rail authorities looked at ways to get the rail's route through the Tehachapi Mountains without disrupting the 187-acre monument. The latest revelation comes after a dramatic fall of the civil rights icon's legacy following sexual abuse reports. In a move immigration and privacy advocates call a betrayal, California is preparing to share detailed information about its driver's license holders with a national database that connects DMVs. Opponents say the move could put more than 1 million undocumented people who have a California's driver's license at risk. CalMatters' Kerry Johnson explains.
State authorities say they are required to share the data to comply with the Real ID Act, which sets standards for what kind of identification is accepted at federal facilities like airports. If officials don't share the data, there's concern that the U.S. Department of Homeland Security could refuse to accept California licenses and IDs at TSA checkpoints. That's according to information shared with advocates at a briefing between the California Department of Motor Vehicles and the Office of Governor Gavin Newsom earlier this month. The state plans to provide the data to the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators, a trade group led by DMV officials across the country. ANVA has assured California that ICE and Border Patrol won't have access to that database. But advocates are questioning how likely it is a nonprofit group would be able to fend off requests from federal immigration agencies if they came.
That was Kerry Johnson with CalMatters. The legislature still needs to approve $55 million to cover the DMV's costs to execute the plan. It may also need to amend an existing state law that governs the DMV's ability to share personal information. Student workers and support staff will begin bargaining with the CSU system for a new contract. This follows a 2024 vote by student assistants to unionize. The student workers earn minimum wage and say they aren't keeping up with the cost of living. The workers are being joined in their contract negotiations by statewide candidates for office such as Michael Tubbs and Anthony Rendon.
Corks and Brews is fast approaching on Sunday, May 3rd, and KVPR is thrilled to share with you a few of the wineries and breweries who will be pouring. Napa Valley's Duckhorn Vineyards will be featuring their signature Cabernet Sauvignon. Justin Vineyards and Winery brings bold Paso Robles Reds, and local favorite Tioga Sequoia Brewing Company returns with classic West Coast IPAs and easy-drinking craft beers. Your $75 ticket includes tastings of fine wine and craft beer, live music, and so much more. Purchase your tickets at kvpr.org.
And now to our main story. The University of California Merced just celebrated its 20th anniversary, making it the youngest UC campus by far. But a new report from the education news website EdSource says the university is struggling with enrollment. Numbers have stayed flat since the pandemic, despite efforts to attract more students with a new medical school, top-rated research programs, and brand new buildouts on campus. So what's behind this slow growth, and what's the university doing to increase its numbers? I spoke with EdSource reporter Michael Burke, who starts by telling me why drawing students to the campus can sometimes be a tough sell.
Yeah, I think that question, you know, might vary a little bit from student to student. But I think kind of broadly speaking, you know, a lot of the students that they are trying to appeal to, they actually told me kind of their bread and butter, besides, you know, the Valley itself, that their bread and butter is students from the San Francisco Bay Area and Los Angeles and just Southern California. So, you know, if you're a student who grew up in LA or maybe San Diego, as one of the students I interviewed, going to school in college, spending 4 years of college in the San Joaquin Valley, especially Merced, is a lot different than, you know, growing up somewhere that might have access to beaches or, you know, a lot of things that might not be available in Merced. And then even the campus itself, and, you know, I don't want to be the person from Los Angeles saying Merced is a bad location. I don't feel that way personally. You know, I visited the campus, I stayed downtown. I thought it was a nice area, but the campus itself is kind of isolated. So, you know, not sure if you've been there, but it's kind of, you know, you have downtown Merced and then the campus itself is like a 15-minute drive from the downtown. And it's kind of, there's not really a lot surrounding the campus when you think of sort of the traditional sort of college town, you know, bars, restaurants, things like that. There's not a lot of that.
Yeah, one of our colleagues here at KVPR actually used to work at UC Merced. And one of the things they pointed out was that the campus actually had a huge expansion project. It was called the 2020 Project, and it was trying to add, you know, residence halls and dining facilities, a swimming pool, a whole bunch of stuff. Is there any evidence that building out the campus helped with enrollment?
Not yet, exactly. If you look at their enrollment since 2020 or about when that project was finished, it's pretty much stayed flat. They did tell me when I was, you know, visiting the campus this year that, you know, internally, they're seeing evidence that maybe this coming fall, they're going to increase enrollment, just based on what they're hearing from students about intent to enroll. We won't know their fall 26 enrollment data until usually January. So that's just kind of speculation at this point. But yeah, so far, it is true, they've definitely grown sort of the physical size of the campus, but it hasn't really led yet to enrollment growth.
Something that stood out to me was that UC Merced has a yield rate of just 4%. That's the lowest of any UC campus. Can you tell listeners what the yield rate is and why is it so low at UC Merced?
Sure. So the yield is basically the students who are admitted and then end up enrolling. So if you admit 100 students and 10 end up enrolling, then your yield rate is 10%. So it's the percentage of students who are accepted and then decide they're actually going to enroll. And so Merced's is quite low. Part of that is just because, you know, they're admitting students in a lot of cases who don't necessarily even apply directly to Merced. Like there's, I didn't get into this in the story, but UC has, for freshman admissions, they have something called a statewide guarantee, which is, if you are a California resident and you're in the top 9% of high school graduates, you get a guaranteed spot at UC, but it's not necessarily to the campus of your choice. So in a lot of cases, students who qualify for the statewide guarantee might not actually get admitted to, say they apply to UCLA and Berkeley, you know, two of the most coveted campuses. They might not get admitted to those campuses that they apply to, but they are then redirected to another campus, which is often Merced. So that's, again, that's just one reason, but there are cases where students might not even be seeking out Merced, but end up getting offered admission. And then obviously in most cases, those students aren't going to enroll. So there are factors like that that contribute to it, but just in general, their admission rate is really high compared to other UCs. So they're admitting more students and then fewer of them are choosing to enroll.
I see. And with that yield rate of just 4%, do you have an idea of how other UCs compare?
Okay, so there's a ton of variety across the UC system. So Merced has the lowest real yield rate, like we said, at 4%. Some of the most, you know, again, using the word coveted, some of the most popular campuses, I guess, UCLA and Berkeley, for example, their yield rates are close to 50%, actually.
50.
Yeah, a little less. I think according to UC's data, this is again for freshman admissions, Berkeley's yield rate is 47%, and they're only admitting 11%. So that's part of why they can only admit, 11%, because they know almost half of students are going to choose to enroll. Same thing with UCLA. But there's, again, wide variety. UC Santa Cruz, their yield rate is about 10%. UC Riverside is also just a little bit above 10%. So you see a lot of variety, but Merced definitely has the lowest yield rate.
And could you highlight some of the recent programs that the university hopes will drive growth?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that they highlighted for me, they're building this new medical building, and the program's already launched. They have this medical education building that's currently being built on the campus. It's like 200,000 square feet, pretty big, state of the art, supposed to open this year, and it's going to house their new, it's called a BS, bachelor degree to MD program. So basically, it's specifically for students from the San Joaquin Valley who are interested in becoming doctors. And it's an 8-year program. They would start at Merced, earn their bachelor's degree, on a pre-med track, so in a science or health program. And then they would go on to UC San Francisco's Fresno campus, and they would get their, do their clinical training there and get their MD. So they have a lot of hope that that's going to be a driver of enrollment.
So your report says about 9,000 students are enrolled right now, and it's hoping to hit 10,000. You talk about how achieving that goal will not only be important for Merced, but also for the UC system as a whole. And why is that?
Yeah, well, that was kind of a big reason why I wrote the story, is because there's been, I've been covering higher ed and UC in particular for 6 or 7 years now, and there's been this constant push from state lawmakers and the governor for UC to increase enrollment of California residents. And part of the problem is that some of these campuses that are, really popular, that we talked about already, like UCLA, Berkeley, even San Diego now, are kind of at capacity. It's hard for them to grow their enrollment because they have like physical capacity constraints. But a campus like Merced is one of the few campuses that has a lot of room to grow. As we talked about, they've doubled their campus size. They definitely have the capacity to enroll a lot more students than they do. So for UC to kind of meet some of these bigger picture goals of increasing enrollment of California residents, it's going to have to be campuses like Merced that help them get there. They're not the only one. Riverside also, which has had more success recently in increasing enrollment. But yeah, Merced is definitely one of the campuses that has room to grow, and it is where UC is hoping to get more California residents too.
Michael Burke, reporter with EdSource, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And you can read Michael's report on UC Merced and other education reporting at edsource.org. And that's today's show. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KVPR with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Sarith Hawk. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
Every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.